And they're telling you things that are not true. They're telling the world things that are not true about the gospel. And that means they're perverts. Amen. You're just a stinking pervert, clown. Get out of here. I don't want any other gospel preached besides the one that I've preached to you this morning. The ones, the verses that I've showed you this morning. That's the only gospel we believe here.
Amen.
It says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be, what? What's it say? Accursed. You're accursed. Paul says you're cursed. Get out of my face. You're accursed if you preach another gospel. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Okay? So you're like, Pastor Thompson, you're so mean. Well, the Apostle Paul was mean too. Okay? I don't like gospel perverts, and I'm not going to sit there and say all these Christian churches are saved. If they're not preaching the right gospel, then they're perverts, and they're not saved, and they're cursed from God.
Amen.
So if you have a problem with that, then you know, just check out, look, check out what they believe. You can go to their web pages and say, what do we believe? They'll say, oh, we believe through this contrition that, you know, when you're really, really sorry for your sin and you repent of all your sins, then you turn your life over to Christ and you make him the Lord of your life and you're saved. Look, their web pages are filled with churches that have that same, basically all that same stuff in their, or they'll say the right thing and then you show up at their church and they don't even really believe it. They're Calvinists. You know, it's like, you got to make sure what you're believing is right. But why are these people, you know, why are these people mocking us? Because they don't believe the right thing.